Shall we pray? Before we pray, just I want to read one scripture portion, Isaiah chapter 65, verse 23. I will answer them before they even call to me. While they are still talking to me about their needs, I will go ahead and answer their prayer. Shall we look to the Lord for his prayer? Loving, living Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude and praise. You are the creator of all, and we honor you as the source of all life and hope. We thank you for your constant presence in our lives. Lord, we lift up your church, both locally and globally. We pray for our pastors, leaders, and all who serve in ministry. Grant them wisdom, strength, and courage as they lead your people in truth and love. May they be faithful in teaching your word and guiding your flock. Heavenly Father, we pray for every member of this congregation. May they grow in faith, love, and service to one another. Fill them with your peace and joy, and strengthen them in times of trial. Help us to be a community that reflects your love to the world. Lord, we lift up those in our church and beyond who are facing illness, suffering, or hardship. We ask for your healing hand upon them. Grant them comfort, peace, and restoration. May they feel your presence and know that they are not alone. God of mercy, we pray for those who do not know you. May their hearts be open to the message of your love and salvation. Send laborers into the harvest field and let your light shine through us so that others may come to know Christ. Father, we pray for our local community, our country, and the world. We ask your guidance and peace in every situation. May leaders make situation that reflects justice, mercy, truth. We pray for reconciliation, healing, and the end of violence and division. Lord, we remember our brothers and sisters around the world who are suffering for their faith. We pray for their protection, strength, and endurance. May they experience your provision and be bold in their witness for Christ. We offer all these prayers in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let us read Philippians chapter 4, verses 10 to 23. I rejoiced greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid more than once when I was in need. Not that I desire your gifts. What I desire is that more be credited to your accounts. I have received full payment and have more than enough. I am amply supplied. Now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, they are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. and my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet all God's people in Christ Jesus. The brothers and sisters who are with me send greetings. All God's people here send you greetings, especially those who belong to Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen.